Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
In Genesis 1, we see God, and then we see God creating, doing powerful things, separating the sea, creating animals, creating things, all right, creating mankind. Now in Genesis chapter 2 verse 4, when mankind had been created, he introduced another name, the Lord God. And we see it all throughout until the devil dropped the Lord. And then after he dropped it, we see that the Lord God continues. Now, I want you to note that in Genesis chapter 1, we see the hand of God. Can we all say the hand of God? And in Genesis chapter 2, verse 4 downwards, we see Lord. Lord reveals the heart of God. Let's all say the heart of God. The hand of God in Genesis chapter 1, the heart of God in Genesis chapter 2 verse 4, when human beings were created. In other words, the revelation God wants to give, listen very carefully, about himself to us, as far as his kingdom arrangement on earth is concerned, is for us to see his heart, to know his heart. Because the name Jehovah or Yahweh, which is a translation of Lord in Hebrew, okay, it tells us the covenant names of God. In other words, there is another person who has come, like mankind, and you want to have an agreement, a covenant with mankind. That is why you brought the Jehovah. You brought the Lord. Okay? So, the Lord, the name Lord, is about the heart of God. God revealing his heart to his partner, to mankind on earth. And the way God, the name God, is about God revealing his hand or his power to mankind or on this earth. So if you take the Lord God, God wants to reveal, what is the first thing God wants to reveal after his creation? He has finished creating in Genesis chapter 1 by calling himself God. Now, mankind has been created. What is the first thing God wants mankind to know about him? His hand or his heart? It is his heart. Because I brought mankind. If I don't let them see my heart, they will even misuse my hand. So the heart of God being revealed to human beings is God's first priority. In the kingdom arrangement, his heart being revealed is the first thing he wants us to get. That is why you never see in the Bible God Lord. You always see Lord God. Or you see only Lord. Or you see God. But anytime he wants to relate, it is Lord God. Because it's the heart first. Because you cannot relate with my hand. Who can relate with your hand? The hand will slap you. You know, the hand is talking about power. The heart, it tempers the hand. It makes the hand more relatable so that you can relate with God. So God wants to show you as somebody representing him. As a believer who believes that you have been translated from the kingdom of darkness, you are in the kingdom of his son. Now, he wants you to know the heart of the king. Because if you do not know the heart of the king, you will disobey like Eve. If you know the heart of God, which is a heart of love, if Eve had not been deceived mentally to forget about the Lord, his heart, she would not have disobeyed God. She didn't mind disobeying God, the Almighty, where we see a revelation of his hand, his power in creating things. When the devil said, God, has God said, she was not afraid. Because the devil knows, when you rather forget the heart of God, then you rebel against him. Then you will not obey his word. The reason why people struggle to live a life of obedience is because they don't know the heart of God. They don't know the covenant that he has. The agreement he has made that I am going to be your Jehovah Jireh. I am going to be your Lord that heals you. I'm going to be the Lord that gives you peace. I'm going to be the Lord that gives you righteousness. That is why we disobey. Because we don't have that understanding Jesus Christ was bringing to us when he came to show us the heart of God. And not necessarily the hand or the power of God. He came to show us the love of God. And not necessarily the power of God. If he came to show us the power of God, Jesus should have wiped out all human beings and then create a new human being altogether, so to speak. Physical human being, created them all together. That is where you can say that we see the power of God. But we see Jesus Christ demonstrating the heart of God, or the love heart of God, because the same sinner, Jesus Christ, comes to die for the sinner, so that the sinner will know that, oh, God didn't condemn me. He rather has repaired me. He rather has made me new again. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, at the heart of the kingdom system, at the center of the kingdom system, is knowing the Lordship. Knowing the Lordship means that knowing the heart of God. And the heart of God is a heart of love. Hallelujah. So, listen. After showing his hand in Genesis chapter 1, God created man and introduced his covenant name, that is Lord, Jehovah. He introduced it to reveal his heart to mankind. So can we all say, the heart before the hand? Or relationship first? Relationship with God first. Hallelujah. Fellowship with God first. Fellowship with his heart first. So that we can use his hand the way that he wants his hand or his power to be used. The bottom line is that when mankind was created, God put us in the kingdom arrangement, and he frequently uses the name Lord, 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 6,751 times in the whole Bible. The commonest title used by God about himself. Because he wants us to know his heart. He wants us to know his kingdom arrangement. That he is the one who is in charge. The controller, the master, the landlord, supreme in authority. Hallelujah. Wonderful. Now, I want us to look at the implications, some implications of the word lordship. The implications of the word lordship. Whereas God wants people to know that he is Lord, the devil wants people to forget Lord and only remember God. Because when you remember only God and his power, you will still disobey. But when you know Lord, his heart of love, you would not disobey. You will live for him. When you know that he loves you, you will not feel, you will not have the appetite of disobeying him. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. The first implication of lordship is that God is the owner of everything and everybody is on earth. And so he is qualified to control all. He is qualified to control all and to judge all. God is qualified to be the judge of the earth because he is Lord. He is the owner. Everything belongs to him. The Bible says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The fullness includes you and me. We fill the earth. We are so much, billions of human beings. All the gold, all the money, all the oil, everything in the earth, all the minerals. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Hallelujah. If you understand this concept of ownership by God, then when God tells you to give yourself to him, you would. You will give yourself to him because he's your owner. When he tells you to give of your money to somebody, part of your money to somebody, you will do it. Why? Because you know that the money or the wealth is not for you, it is for him. It's wonderful, isn't it? So that is the first thing I want us to note about the implication of lordship, that he is the owner. And that puts a lot of peace into your life. Because if you think that you own yourself, you have trouble. If you think that you own the things that belongs to you, so to speak, you are going to put yourself under a lot of stress. It is because of ownership that there is fear in the world. It's true. Fear. Why are people sleeping in their homes and they are afraid? They are fear that some thieves will come and steal their flat screen TV. And so they will put burglar proof all over the place. And they will put electric fencing all over the place. I'm not saying that it is wrong to do that. Protect your property, because you are a steward. You are the one who should take care of it. So do the fencing that you have to do. Do all the insurance that you have to do to your car. But underlining it, know that really, I am just a custodian. God, you are the owner of this car. You are the owner of this flat screen. You are the owner of my mobile phone. You are the owner of my money. So you take care of it. So having put burglar proof in your house, you know that the burglar proof cannot prevent thieves from coming. I hope you know that. That if they really want to come, they can come. Yeah. Maybe you are too young to know that people were sleeping in burglar proof houses and thieves came there. They broke the door, they didn't hear anything. My neighbor, they just slept. There's a way they can get you to sleep. They can get you to sleep and create all the noise in the house and walk on top of you and all that and take everything and go away. And you wake up and you see that people have broken into my house. They broke the door with noise. You didn't hear. Because there's something they do before they come and attack you. Hallelujah. If you know that God is my owner, this house that I've built belongs to God, you are not afraid. Do all the insurance on the property, yes. But at the foundation, know that God, because you are the owner, come and protect this house. If you allow people to come and break down your locks, then it's entirely up to you. Me, I've done what I have to do. The rest, I know you have to do it. Otherwise, they can still come. And my car can still have problems. In spite of going for a four-wheel drive, going for a brand new car, you know, with powerful braking systems, you know that it can still fail. That's why sometimes the manufacturers, they recall all their vehicles because there's a problem, although they are new cars.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles, and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar, and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
Hallelujah. So ownership is a source of fear, is a source of fighting. All right, people fighting. People fight over everything, including church, because the concept of ownership will make you fight anybody whom you think can rival you, so to speak. So you will suck all of them away from you. And you create trouble when there is no trouble, because you think it's mine. But if you know it's God's, ladies and gentlemen, as a custodian, you will take care of it the way that you can. But you'll tell God, it's for you. If you allow your church to be ransacked like this, it's entirely up to you. I can't fight your battle. You have to fight it. Because there is a limit to what you can do as a human being who is a custodian of something belonging actually to God. Let's not behave like owners. Look at the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 44. When the Holy Spirit came down, He created a certain spirit in the early church. The spirit of God being the owner of the things that they have. And in Acts chapter 4 and then verse number 44, Acts chapter 2, rather, verse 44, the Bible says, "Now all who believed were together and had all things in common." They had all things in common. Look at Acts 4 this time, and then verse 32. "Now the multitude of those who believed," that's the early church, "they were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common." In other words, in Acts 2, the Holy Ghost fell down. When He came, He created the concept of the fact that God is Lord. Jesus is Lord. He is the owner. So the saints didn't take it that the things that they possessed was their own. They understood the kingdom arrangement, that it belongs to God. Hallelujah. If you have this understanding, you will not be stingy. If you have this understanding, you will not fight. If you have this understanding, you will not be selfish. That is why selflessness was the order of the day in the early church. They were selfless people. Why? Because they knew everything that I have, it belongs to God. In other words, they knew the kingdom arrangement. It does not mean that we should, like the early church, go and sell all our property and bring it to the apostles or to the pastor. It is just teaching us that the early church understood the kingdom system of God, where God was the owner. He is the Lord. Because when the Holy Spirit comes, 1 Corinthians 12 verse 3, nobody can say that Jesus is the owner or Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. It is the work of the Holy Spirit to take selfishness away from us and give us a selfless spirit with which we can be of togetherness. We can be united as the body of Christ. It is the kingdom arrangement that can unite various human beings who are believers and various local churches. It is only the kingdom arrangement. That is why in the heavenly kingdom there will be no prevailing word chapel. There will be no assemblies of God. There will be no Roman Catholic. There will be no Methodist Church of Pentecost. we are all going to be one. Hallelujah. It is only achieved by the kingdom arrangement. By the religious arrangement, there will always be strife and division, because religion claims ownership. But the kingdom's concept knows that Jesus is the Lord. He releases. It is ownership that brings wars, envy, competition. Ownership. It brings competition. I want mine to look better than his. And so you go into war, you use your own means so that yours will look better than his. But if you know that everything belongs to God, then you have interest in your brothers also looking fine. Yeah. What belongs to your brother looking fine? Because you know that that thing belonging to my brother or the fellow believer actually belongs to God. So if God is my father, I must make sure that his things with this church, with this individual, with this pastor, with this Christian leader is also going on well. Selfishness is broken. Selflessness is the order of the early church, because they understood the kingdom concept of the lordship of Jesus. That he is the owner, he is the landlord, he is the controller. We are just custodians. So artificial boundaries can be there. We can have local churches with different names, but they are just artificial. They are not natural, they are not spiritual, they are only artificial. And we don't let the artificial become a barrier for us to wish them well, pray for them, give them money, pray that things will go on well, contribute our strength, contribute our ideas unto them, and they unto us. What are we doing in the church of the living God? Because we shun the concept of the lordship, which is one of the first laws of the kingdom of God. Once you shun it, there is no way unity can come. Competition will be the order all the time. Strife will be the order all the time. But in the early church, it was not like that. Can you imagine that in the early church, there were 12 apostles in one church? 12 in one church. 12 powerful people. They were not scattered. They were in one church. When the early church was scattered, the 12 still belonged to one church in Jerusalem. Why is it that two apostles cannot be in the same church now? Because of the kingdom system thrown away. The revelation of Lord God. The revelation of Lord thrown away, like the devil tempted Eve. Now forget about Lord. Has God said? And Eve fell for temptation and said, God says if we eat. And she could disobey as long as she only saw God as God. And not as Lord, to whom belongs everything, including Eve, me, myself, that I cannot do what I think I want. Hallelujah. Wonderful. God wants his kingdom to come in the church. The church is not the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God was there before the church. And the kingdom of God will still be there after the church age. Hallelujah. Because very soon, when Jesus Christ comes, the church age will be over. And you see the full-blown original arrangement of God, which is his kingdom system. He wants us to taste of the powers of the world to come. He wants us to taste of his kingdom. That is why he came on earth, to live it out. The early church got it, and they lived it out. We also, the last day church, must understand the concept, the first laws of the kingdom arrangement, because that is where we are going to know peace. That is where the Bible says, because they were one and they had all things in common, do you know what? None of them lacked anything. Because as long as you recognize the kingdom system in which God has put you, God is going to provide for you. There is no way I can emphasize it. Everything you need, God will provide. I will say it again. Everything you need, God will provide. Because He is Jehovah Jireh. He is Lord the Provider. When you recognize the Lordship of God, which is a law behind the teaching of Jesus of eternal judgment, God will provide for the church when we know that He is the Lord, that it belongs to Him. He will not look at his thing for his thing to be poor. He will not look at his person for his person to be a beggar, for the church to be a beggar. No. He will provide. Because He knows He is responsible. He is responsible. Hallelujah. Amen. God knows He is responsible for your life. He knows He is responsible for my life. Ladies and gentlemen, just because He is the Lord, He is the owner. Even people who make cars like Toyota, when they see that there is a problem with their brand, their Toyota, they can recall at their own expense everything. They can take it all back. Why? Because they want to protect their name. They don't want Toyota to be breaking down everywhere on the road. God doesn't want you broken down in the journey of life, because His name is upon you. He created you in His image so that you will represent Him on a physical earth and represent Him properly. He rules in heaven. You rule on earth in His interests, because you don't belong to yourself. That is the understanding He wants us to get. It is basic to the kingdom of God in which you believe you are translated into. Hallelujah. Amen. How can we love our Jesus and not love His kingdom message? I don't get it. It doesn't add up. Because the man, the first thing he publicly said was, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven was at hand." He began to say, Matthew 4:17, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Anytime he opened his mouth throughout the Bible, he said, "The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God." They killed him. He resurrected. The Bible says for 40 days, he met the apostles in the upper room, and he was only saying one message: "The kingdom of God, the kingdom of God, the kingdom of God." And now, even the phrase "kingdom arrangement" is shunned by the world. Or I should say, by the people of God. I don't get it. It is not one of the messages that can be preached in church. It is the main thing. God, with His power, created everything. When human beings came, He knew I have to have an agreement with human beings for them to rule on my behalf. So He introduced Lord to His name, God. And Lord is a covenant name. Lord is the Hebrew is what? Jehovah. That is why the five covenant names: Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Chikunu, Jehovah Rapha. It's all in the interest of mankind that I will Rapha you or heal you. I will Jireh you or provide for you. I will Tekoni you or I will be your righteousness. I will Shalom you. I am Jehovah Shalom. I will be your peace on this troubled earth. As long as we take the kingdom arrangement, the church will be provided for. Because the way you see me, if you see me as Lord God, let me give you an example. My name is Kofi Asan. If you see me as Asan, I relate to you as Asan. Is that right? You see me, you say Mr. Asan or Pastor Asan. I relate with you as Asan, the former God. But if you see me by my first name, and I told you, you will never find in the Bible God Lord. You always find Lord God, because His relationship is first with you. His agreement with humans is first. Lord is first before God. If you like, you can say his first name is Lord, his second name is God. If you want the answer of God, fine, you will get it. But if you call me by my first name, you see, I come close to you. I say, this guy knows me. This guy, he wants to be close with me. Because he doesn't call me Mr. Son or Pastor Son. You see, people who are very close to you, do they call you Mrs. Owusu-Ansa? They say Becky us. They say Becky. Eh? And you feel like relating. You see, there's a way it calls something in you for you to relate in that Becky way with the first name. Jireh, providing for him. Rapha, healing him. Shalom, being his peace. Chikunu, being his righteousness. Knowing that you took your sins on the cross and you are the righteousness of God in him. The kingdom arrangement, ladies and gentlemen, the first law is what I'm teaching you. It is the law of the lordship of God. And we have to get it in our lives so that God will relate with us as people in his kingdom. He'll come close to you. He'll be your friend. That's how the kingdom system is. God wants to befriend us. Jesus said, I've called you friends. I'm your friend. Hallelujah. It's wonderful. He called Abraham my friend. Why? Because Abraham lived before the law of Moses was given. Moses was not born. Abraham lived in the kingdom system. Jesus said in John 8:56 that Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. The day is what? The day of he, Jesus, bringing the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Abraham saw it. The friend of God. God will come to him. The word of God will come to Abraham. God will look for Abraham. That's how it is. Jesus came looking for us. And to today, he will still look for you. Amen. His word will still look for you. Amen. If you understand the arrangement in which you have been put. God bless you. You came from
heaven to earth. I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.